However, she may appear for lunch. I told her yesterday that I was bringing her a luncheon meat sandwich. I have discovered that Miss Trixie considers luncheon meat a rather toothsome delicacy. I would offer you a sandwich, but I am afraid that there are only enough for Miss Trixie and me.
That's quite all right.
Mr. Gonzalez produced a wan smile and watched Ignatius open his greasy brown paper bag.
I'm going to have to work straight through lunch anyway to finish these statements in Billings.
Yes, you'd better. We must not allow Levy Pants to fall behind in the struggle for the survival of the fittest.
Ignatius bit into his first sandwich, tearing it in half, and chewed contentedly for a while.
I do hope that Miss Trixie does appear,
he said after he had finished the first sandwich and emitted a series of belches which sounded as if they had disintegrated his digestive tract.
My valve will not tolerate luncheon meat, I'm afraid.
While he was tearing the filling of the second sandwich from the bread with his teeth, Miss Trixie came in, her green celluloid visor facing the rear.
Here she is,
Ignatius said to the office manager through the big leaf of limp lettuce that was hanging from his mouth.
Oh, yes, Mr. Gonzalez said weakly. Miss Trixie.
I imagined that the luncheon meat would activate her faculties. Over here, Mother Commerce.
Miss Trixie bumped into the statue of St. Anthony.
I knew I had something on my mind all morning, Gloria,
Miss Trixie said, taking the sandwich in her claws and going to her desk. Ignatius watched with fascination the elaborate process of gums, tongue, and lips that every piece of sandwich set into motion.
You took a very long time to change,
the office manager said to Miss Trixie, noting bitterly that her new ensemble was only a little more presentable than the robe and nightgown.
Oh?
Miss Trixie asked, sticking out a tongueful of masticated luncheon meat and bread.
I said you took a long time to change.
Me? I just left here.
Will you please stop harassing her?
Ignatius demanded angrily.
There was no need for the delay. She only lives down by the wharf somewhere,
the office manager said and returned to his papers.
Did you enjoy that?
Ignatius asked Miss Trixie when the last grimace of her lips had stopped. Miss Trixie nodded and began industriously on a second sandwich. But when she had at last eaten half, she slumped back in her chair.
Oh, I'm full, Gloria. That was delicious.
Mr. Gonzalez, would you care for the bit of sandwich that Miss Trixie cannot eat?
No, thank you.
I wish that you would take it. Otherwise, the rats will storm us en masse.
Yes, Gomez, take this,
Miss Trixie said, dropping the soggy half of uneaten sandwich on top of the papers on the office manager's desk.